How'd that feel with that touchdown after last season, you know, being injured in the whole season and just kind of having that breakaway there?
It feels good. It feels good to kind of a testament to myself to know that I can still go out there and put the burners on. But Chase threw a great ball. All credit goes to Glover and Ricky B and the whole training staff here at Kansas City really get me going and get me back out there.
I remember the night that you were drafted, I asked you who your comparison is. You said Jeremy Shockey. Still the way Jeremy plays?
Yeah, I mean, you can compare me to whoever you want to compare me to. I'm still trying to come out here and find my own kind of knack for the game. But, yeah, I think Jeremy is he plays the game with a passion, and I believe I play the game as well with a passion. So,
we all know about you as far as the pass catcher, but what do you think your blocking is right now?
Right now, we're still in the preseason. I got to work on all phases of my game, blocking being one of them. Just the fundamentals and the techniques that I wasn't able to work over the summer because of the injury that I had, I still got to get the fundamentals down right.
How big of a help has a guy like Fasano been to you?
Oh, man, it's been a luxury, to be honest, because the guy's knowledge and the guy's experience at the position, I mean, it's almost like having another coach out there.
Travis, do you plan on that being your end zone dance in the future,
or you got something else? I don't know. I don't know. I don't really plan it. I just, whenever I get in there, it's kind of a party for me. It's whatever I hear in my head, I just start moving.
Did you surprise yourself at all, breaking away from that secondary like that?
I didn't. I mean, it's the NFL. I picture the NFL, all the DBs run 4-3, so I thought I was going to get caught, but I got to about the 5-yard line and just, I don't know, got in, and from there it was just a celebration from that.
What did it mean to play a substantial part of the game and come out of it unscathed? I mean, what did you prove? I mean, a lot of times it's a psychological thing too, coming off. And what did you kind of prove to yourself health-wise?
Like I said earlier, just that I can get up and move and separate myself. I feel confident with where my knee is now that I really don't think about it that much. There may be one or two times where I get fatigued where I really got to focus in on the techniques and the fundamentals so I don't put myself in a bad situation. But for the most part, I got 100% confidence that my knee is where it needs to be and we'll just keep getting better from here. I don't know about a different appreciation. I know last year, you know, you finally get to the NFL and, you know, your dreams are coming true and you get them taken from you for a year. You know, it's there's a little bit more fire underneath me to kind of show and prove myself to the NFL.